From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, this is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Another vaccine is coming out for COVID-19, and it has got a lot of folks confused and wondering why and if they need this latest shot. Dr. David Pate, former CEO of St. Luke's Health System and a current member of the Idaho Coronavirus Task Force, is joining us today to talk more about this. Dr. Pate, good to have you with us.
Hi, Gemma.
And remember, folks, if you have a question, email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. All right, Dr. Pate, I'm going to be fully transparent. I was even texting you yesterday saying, like, Dr. Pate, I don't understand all of this. So let's begin with why we even need booster shots, but also why we need a new booster shot.
Yeah, Gemma, and you're quite right. Many people are very confused, and there's a lot of, you know, differences depending on your age, which vaccine you're getting, et cetera. But the reason for a booster is a couple of things. One is, as you and I've talked about for the past couple of years, these successive variants of concern are just becoming more and more transmissible. And then this year with Omicron, what we have seen is they have started developing more and more immune escape. In other words, not that prior vaccination or prior infection wouldn't provide any protection, but it's providing less protection. The virus is able to get around it. So what we have found is that the vaccines have been very, very effective and durable in protecting people from severe disease if they get infected. And what I mean by severe disease is that you have to be hospitalized, or you even have to be put on a ventilator, or you even die. So those would all be severe disease. The vaccines are very good at protecting us. What has waned, if you will, and what we're talking about is over time, how the vaccines have become less protective is against getting infected in the first place. A reinfection if you were previously infected, or a breakthrough infection if you were previously vaccinated. And so we've seen more of those. And then the question would be, well, why do you care if they're not getting severe disease? You know, who cares if you get infected? Mm-hmm. Well, the reason we care about that is that you still can infect others, and those persons may be at high risk. And the other thing is, we have now determined that the vaccines do help protect against long COVID, but it's about a 15% reduction. So you can still get serious consequences down the road. So given how much this virus has changed, at this point, we feel like boosters are needed, and the vaccine has had to change as well.
So then if you are going to make an appointment, because I know places like Walgreens say that you can schedule an appointment now, Primary Health says they will start being able to schedule, I think, at some time this week or next week. When you go in, you should ask for what is it called, the bivalent, just make sure that you're getting the proper booster shot.
That's right. Bivalent means that it has two forms of vaccine in it. In other words, it has the mRNA that will produce two different spike proteins. And so half of the vaccine is the vaccine we previously got. It's the same. The other half is updated for the spike protein of BA4 and BA5, which is the same. So, but what we've just been going through. So that's why we call it bivalent, because it's got two different components. Now, at this point, the old boosters are no longer authorized. However, I do think, as I told you last night, is probably still a good idea to just confirm, because until they get the bivalent vaccine, they are probably still have some of the previous vaccine sticking around, and you don't want the previous booster. You want to get this bivalent booster now.
Okay. So let's then talk about who should be getting this, because there are folks who haven't been vaccinated at all from COVID. So should they just start with this booster?
Well, they can't. So this, okay. A booster can only be given after you do a primary series. So, and this bivalent vaccine is not approved for the primary series. So if you are not vaccinated, and again, I want to stress, even if you're not worried, and I could understand if you're not worried about ending up in the hospital, you're very healthy, you know, you haven't had any problems so far, but you think, I'm not worried about getting really, really sick. I think there's a couple of reasons why you should still consider going ahead and getting vaccinated. One is we do not know the consequences of repeated infections. That may cause harm to your health. We don't know yet. Number two, this virus is continuing to change. And at some point, as it does with every previous variant, it gets more transmissible and or has other effects. And you do want to be protected from infection because there's other long-term consequences of infection. So if you haven't been vaccinated, you need to start your primary series. You now have three choices. You can get Moderna, and this is the original vaccine we're talking about. You would get two doses, or you can get the Pfizer, and this is the same one as before. And again, you would get two doses, unless you're talking about a young child. And the new is you can now get Novavax. If you're one of the people that are all worried about the mRNA, that's new technology, I'm worried about the genetic effects, then just get the Novavax. This is like a conventional vaccine that we've used in the past. But for any of those, you will need a two-shot primary series. Then after you complete that, then we talk about boosters.
Okay, so let's talk about that. If you have gotten your primary series, what happens next in order to get this bivalent booster?
Right. So what is different now is that if you completed your primary series, now we're talking about two shots of Pfizer, two shots of Moderna, or two shots of Novavax. There are some people that did get the J&J vaccine. That's different. You only get one of those, and we're no longer offering a J&J vaccine except under some extraordinary circumstances. So I'm not going to really talk about that. So to keep it simple, you get your primary series is going to be two Pfizers, two Modernas, or two Novavax. After you finish your primary, you wait at least 2 months from that last shot. And at that point and on, you are now eligible for a booster, and that booster should be this new bivalent vaccine. We're no longer using the previous boosters. And it's just one booster dose of the bivalent vaccine.
Okay. What if you have been infected with COVID? How long do you need to wait until you can get this latest booster?
So this is a fascinating question, and this is something where science evolves, and we have been greatly increasing our understanding of the immune response to this virus and what happens. Previously, what was recommended is we went from the very early recommendation was wait 3 months after your infection, then get boosted. Then the CDC changed the recommendation and said, once you're getting over your symptoms and you're feeling like you're recovered, go ahead and get your shot. Now we have much more studies on what exactly is the immune response. And what happens is that your immune response is continuously evolving, and it's evolving in a positive way. So even if you got your booster shot, let's say you got it a month ago. If we checked it at 2 weeks, it would be very different because you got that vaccine. If we check it now, it'll be even better because it evolves and it improves the response. So for that reason, we now have some studies, we don't have great details, but we have some studies suggesting that waiting 3 months is probably of benefit. Now, if you got it in the past earlier, it doesn't mean that it didn't work and it didn't help. It did. But to get the maximum benefit, if you have been infected within the last 3 months, you probably ought to wait for 3 months from that time of infection and now get your bivalent booster.
Dr. Pate, before we get to listener questions, I do want to touch upon what the White House COVID coordinator said recently, because they said we will likely just need to get an annual booster, COVID booster, from this point on. Your thoughts, your take on that?
Yeah, I guess what I would just caution listeners is that's essentially pure speculation. There's no real science or data to support that yet. I do think that's totally possible, that's how it will evolve. But what it depends on is what are the next variants and how different are they going to be? And why this is a particular risk to us is that, number one, very little is being done to restrain the amount of transmission of this virus. As everybody can see, when you go out, most people are over this. When it goes on being transmitted to this degree, you're going to have new variants. The second is we really haven't protected those that are immunocompromised. And we now know that when these viruses infect those immunocompromised people, they don't clear the virus well, and it gives the virus a human experimental lab to keep on mutating and see what works the best. And then we can get something that is very different that reemerges among the population. And then the third reason is because we haven't done anything to really restrain the transmission, we have lots of animals infected with this virus. And unfortunately, there's at least a couple of species that can give it back to us. And that may be after those animals change the virus quite a bit. So there's just too much we don't know right now. I hope that's the case. That would be very convenient. Just get your COVID and your flu shot. But I think that is a lot of speculation.
Okay. What are your thoughts on the nasal vaccine? Apparently, China and India are starting to roll this out?
Yeah, they've beat us to the punch, and that's a shame, because if we had applied the same sense of urgency to these nasal vaccines as we did early on, we'd have them by now. So the nasal vaccines are, to me, what gives me great hope. There is some data to suggest that it will improve what we call the mucosal immunity. In other words, the immunity in your nose and throat. And if we do that, then you'll remember I started off the show saying our current vaccines protect very well against severe disease, but they don't have as great a protection against getting infected. Mucosal immunity through a nasal vaccine could be the game changer to keep us from getting infected in the beginning. Plus, it's really easy to take a nasal vaccine.
Yeah. Some listeners are also now concerned about the flu, Dr. Pate, because we are starting, even though I know it's 100 and some degrees out, we will be in flu season before we know it. And with that said, we got a voice memo from Dave. So let's take a listen to this.
Greetings, Dr. Pate and Gemma Gaudette. I just recently got a flu shot in preparation for a trip that we're going to be taking out to Europe. In particular, we're going on a river cruise out there in late September. Just wondered what your thoughts were on getting a flu shot vaccination in preparation for travel. Hey, thanks so much. Bye-bye.
And Dr. Pate.
Well, Dave, that's a good question. So, it depends on where you're traveling. So influenza is a seasonal virus, which means that in the Northern Hemisphere, when we're not having it, it's a real issue in the Southern Hemisphere. And then it changes and it goes from the Southern Hemisphere and it comes up in Northern Hemisphere. And so obviously both the United States and Europe would be in the North Hemisphere. And the Southern Hemisphere is just finishing up their flu season. And it looked like it was a rough one. Australia, which does a great job of monitoring influenza, said this is the worst flu year for them in 5 years. And so that's what we can expect that's heading our way or already kind of coming. We're still at low levels right now in the United States, but we're starting to see it and we can expect it will get worse. So I think it's a good idea to be protected against the influenza, that you do that with the flu shot. For Dave, he's traveling, so that pushed up his time. I wouldn't recommend that everybody rush out and get their flu shot today. Generally, I typically plan mine around mid-October. And the reason I do is because I want it to last through the whole flu season. And typically when we'll see our big upswing in influenza cases is like right after Thanksgiving or so, although it does vary from year to year. So we'll watch it and let you know on this show if we're seeing something out of the ordinary. But yes, flu shots, very important. And we do know that you can get co-infected with influenza and COVID. And we know if you do, it makes it worse.
Yeah. Oh, okay. JC in Nampa wrote in and she said her 14-year-old son and herself just had COVID for the very first time 3 weeks ago. So JC says, how soon after infection should people get the new booster for the best and longest protection going forward? And I know you answered this question earlier in the program, Dr. Pate, but just in case JC is listening or if someone is just joining us, I think it's important that we that you quickly tell us about this again.
Yeah, JC, good question. I'm sorry that you both got infected. That's I'm very sorry about that. So the answer is, if you've already gotten your primary series, and it sounds like you probably did, so this was a breakthrough infection, then the answer is wait 3 months and then get the booster, the bivalent booster. Now, let me just add, there are a couple of qualifiers. So one is, if you told me that there was going to be something very risky coming up, sooner, I might move that date up. You know, Dave talked about traveling to Europe. If you were going to be going someplace where there is a lot of COVID activity, we might want to move it up, from 3 months. But if nothing significant is changing, I would say wait 3 months and then get the bivalent vaccine for both of you.
Dr. Pate, we just got a question in from Anna. She works at a university. She says, I'm 57 years old. I work with many unvaccinated young students and or COVID-19 positive students on a daily basis. I had my booster 1 month ago. Can I get the new bivalent now or do I need to wait?
You should wait. And the reason you should wait is if you got a booster a month ago, you would have gotten the previous booster. So I can understand you wanting to get the bivalent. But when you get that booster, as I was talking about in the last segment, your immune response is evolving and it's actually getting better. And so what we want to do is give that booster effect a little bit more time. It's kind of like aging the wine, and you want to get it to just right, and then we'll hit it again with the booster. So what I would say is wait 2 months and then get the bivalent vaccine. And then also, I would also hope you'll help teach those students about what they should do to protect themselves and why they don't want to get COVID.
Yeah. So Dr. Pate, we know that the bivalent booster shot, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the Pfizer is for 12 and up, Moderna 18 and up right now, correct? And as long as you've had your primary series and you're in that age group, you can get this bivalent booster.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So then, I can already anticipate your question. Go right ahead.
I was going to say, okay, what about 12 and under? Because once again, in a family like mine, three of us will get it. And then we'll have one person who we're, waiting on.
Yeah. Well, and Gemma, that's the beauty of us doing this show so long, I can begin to read your mind. So
you know exactly what I'm going to say.
So let me say, let me make 2 points. First of all, if they're under 12, you're right. Currently, they cannot get the bivalent vaccine. However, they can, if they are 5 or older, they can get the old vaccine booster. So the one that we had historically been using. So they can still get boosted, but not with the bivalent vaccine. The other thing I thought you were going to ask is, would they have to get the same brand or the manufacturer? Right. So if they did the primary series with Pfizer, does it have to be a Pfizer bivalent? It does not. And so if you got Pfizer for the primary, you can get Moderna for the bivalent. Or if you got Moderna for your primary, you can get Pfizer for the bivalent. So either one.
Okay. We have like less than a minute left. Can kids under 12 get two boosters, or is it just the one?
Right now, they're just saying one.
Okay.
What I expect in just in that they will lower the limit.
Okay. As always, Dr. Pate, we so appreciate this. This has been confusing with this new booster. So great information. Really appreciate it. We've been talking with former CEO of St. Luke's Health System, Dr. David Pate. And of course, he will be back next week. If you have questions, email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu.